Yes, sir. Welcome back. You are tuned in to the Commissioner's Conversation.
Yeah.
I am your host, Commissioner Gordon. Yeah. How's everybody feeling on this Monday?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Everybody doing good. Everybody doing great.
Man, what y'all going to do when Monday Night Football be going on in here, man?
We're going to have to keep it.
We're going to be turned up.
And
when that Monday Night Football drop, hey, man, it's going to be live in here.
It's going to be live, and
I'm going to be in here hollering at the
folks going to be betting, got the gambling. Well, I can't say that. Scratch that.
Online?
Fantasy football. Here, fantasy football.
Yeah, okay, okay.
It's fantasy football, because all of the games will be coming to fruition and be closing out, so all of your fantasy football wagers and competitions will be in effect. So that's what will be taking place.
Word.
Come Monday Night Football, we'll be in here. We'll be here deep, and we'll be hopefully, man. We'll get Chef Unk back sometime. You know, within this
what
month.
To him?
You know, he always be talking about it's going. He think it's gonna rain every week. He think it's gonna rain, so he don't ever come back out. But we are live right here.
This guy
at the Blends 2 Cigar Bar and Hookah Lounge. That's 632 South Central Avenue in Hapeville.
In Hapeville, Southside.
I am Commissioner Gordon, and I'm joined by, now see, I thought about this the other day, man, because it got dubbed the Commissioner's Crew, and I never asked y'all, like, do y'all like the Commissioner's Crew, or do y'all want the Commission? Somebody said the Commission the other day, and I was like, Commission? No, I don't know. So I never brought it to the panel of what the name should be, because I don't want it to be like the damn
Conversations.
Last night in the
man, see, boy, come on, man.
You want some shock jock shit. I want some shit that we can sell to TNT TBS one day.
Conversations.
Yeah, conversation. We the spin, but the name go everywhere. What format will that name not travel well in?
Okay.
And then when they
welcome
click and see that the sauce is us.
Commission, okay. The Commissioner's Crew, man. That song, you know what I'm talking about.
Like
yeah, man, because, man, that makes
you sound police for real.
Man,
I really want to say something.
It's like the Untouchables,
but I ain't want to say something.
It's like the Untouchables, move Untouchables. You run with your squad, man. You ain't saying Commissioner Gang. Everybody's young niggas saying gang, gang. It's Commissioner's Crew, bro. You're talking about, welcome to the conversation. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, with nobody, I wouldn't present myself in that manner, my brother. The difference between you and me, I stay this the whole time.
But we gonna hammer something down, man.
We'll think of something.
Yeah,
y'all don't like conversations. That's too Bryant Gumbel for you niggas. All
right. So yeah, we gonna put it together. We gonna think of something. So what we gonna do? But I teased earlier all weekend that we were gonna talk about like the NBA offseason moves. I also talked about I mentioned fantasy football a little earlier.
I saw you post and that weekend free agency.
Hey, man, that's who's left. I mean, I can't make up a free agent. I have to post who's left. So I want to talk about like the offseason moves. We can also talk about fantasy football. We can get some of that stuff together because we were referencing it earlier. And
school starting that week. How about that? Y'all got y'all
school started, what, 2 weeks, right?
The Cavs next week?
Henry County, the Cavs, it started on Wednesday? Reese don't go back for another couple weeks.
That's still
Yeah, it's around
still
the corner.
Next week.
Yeah, it's around the corner.
Y'all got y'all children's syllabuses?
Yeah, it's around the corner.
Do parents give a damn about syllabuses?
Not really.
I don't even think they – ever since they switched over to computer – can we say something about how mad I was that they took books out of the school? Am I in here by myself?
No, you're not.
Hello?
No.
Man, I was pissed. Like, these kids for about a year or two didn't have no point of reference.
Yeah, it was just all
– straight worksheets.
Straight Google and – yeah. It's a,
and
Google
and these
– no, it's a whole new program that they have called, like, iReady.
Yeah, I don't like iReady because you're not ready.
Yeah, it's like iReady that they just work off of and they do all that stuff.
It's like busy work. It's like, shut up, do this.
That's exactly what it is. It was just like when you got the substitute and the substitute just passed out worksheet.
That worksheet that kept you busy until
I ride this clock.
But that's what the curriculum done turned into. I know this ain't no education podcast, but I'm Shit, man.
With that being said, with that being said, though, we also have college football coming up, and we can get into that on another date with college football, because I know we got some of our college football fanatics out here that you know, rep that UGA, they rep that Roll Tide, they rep that Michigan, they rep that, you know, all, you know what I'm saying? You got a bunch of people out here that rep their school, man, so we can get into that too. But just looking here at Blends too, I'm looking around, they had the TVs on a bunch of different games and a bunch of different shows. And the basketball tournament was on. And I was asking a couple people, like, do y'all watch this? My guy T in the building.
What tournament?
And this is just called the basketball tournament. It's where you can get your guys, y'all can get together, and I think the prize is for $1 million. So sometimes it's a couple, like, retired basketball players.
Street ball for a ticket?
You know what I'm saying? It's some, you get your guys, you're playing in a gym, you got it's real live officials. Five? Yeah, it's 5-on-5 and some subs. You know what I'm saying?
And some subs.
And y'all go out here and y'all hoop and see how far you can make
it. Double elimination.
I'm not sure of the rules. Is it single elimination?
You lose, take your ass home. We ain't got time to
see. Man, let's put a
watching
team
you
together.
Lose again, nigga.
Let's put a team together. I can't play well for shit, but I can coach now.
You can coach. Talk.
That's all you need, bro. You can't. That's all you need.
Mascot.
You know, I knew you.
Everybody got a position in this shit, man. We not leaving nobody out of this shit.
Hey, man, I knew that's what he was about to
go
say.
Straight my motherfucking partner, man. Jay Reesky.
I do not want to be the Bullfrogs.
Yeah. The commissioner Bullfrogs.
I do not
want
to be the Bullfrogs.
The Bullfrogs.
That is not it.
Does that strike the fear in our competitor?
Man, but see, look, when they say, why you call you the Bullfrogs, you know what the answer to that be? Because we be jumping out the gym, bro. You feel me? See, that's
that shit just made it worse. Damn.
As long as it ain't that single round elimination, you know what I'm saying? Just,
I ain't going to lie. The Bullfrog jersey might be hard, though.
It's going to be hard, man. We black and green. Side.
But nah, I said that to say, man, I didn't watch any of the basketball league or the basketball tournament. I didn't really watch any of the G League. I tried to watch a bunch of the games.
Hold on. How many games is the tournament?
The tournament, basketball tournament?
It's rounds. It's probably about
16 teams. Like a breakdown, single elimination.
Oh, here we go. So right now, I mean, we wouldn't have the worst names in this mug.
Aftershocks, we are D3.
Air Raiders, B1 Ballers.
That where them niggas from?
They probably where they from. That's their hood.
They probably some hood shit, boy. They probably about 100 niggas over there, goddamn.
He discrediting it.
But what? Them folk got them all-star hanging from the power line over there, man. You better cut it up.
So, but yeah, I didn't watch any of this. I haven't watched. It looks like they're coming up to the third round of the tournament. Like I said, I hadn't watched any of it. But at the same time, at the same time,
yeah, we don't want it.
I didn't watch a whole lot of the G League either, because I learned, and this goes back to what me and you talk about all the time. I learned the meaning of watching bad basketball. Like before, I had no concept of watching bad basketball. I watched you throw out the 10 year olds. I watch him hoop. You know what I'm saying? I watch him go at it. Yeah, I coach him up, try to talk to him, and I can tell you who's the one and all that stuff.
That's different. That's kids. But I'm talking about grown ass.
We've been out to ABL, and you still go out there? I went out. I haven't gone this season. My cousin Matt hit me up.
When you go back, bring me, man. I need to see what.
And every now and then they'll throw out some stars. They'll have Joe Johnson got a league, got a team. Paul Millsap will come out there.
Joe be everywhere that they got a basketball.
Lou Williams come out there. So you have some basketball players. And they have some actual hoopers. I actually watch a couple of guys, but a lot of these dudes, you like, they put the blunt out in the car, and they're like, shit, let's go hoop. You know
that's pretty much my status these days.
Let's go hoop. So
all I have today are hoop dreams. But I think I can still beat a bunch of niggas, though, man. That's why I want to go down there and see what they look like.
I mean, you could probably get in there and get you some good run. You just got to get on the squad. I mean, I'm not finna go out there. We got a mascot. I'll be the coach.
We got a mascot.
So, yeah. We but, do. But like I was saying, I saw some bad basketball. Like I was watching, and you can clearly tell that some of these guys were head and shoulders above everybody else. There was clearly the dude that got drafted in the first round. He was going to make the squad, but everybody else just looked like it was a G League game. It looked like it was a high school game or a Division III college basketball game, some of these other ones. And I was like, damn, okay.
Do any of them type of leagues get guys that go up?
The G League does.
I know the G League.
Yeah, the G League
does.
But
I'm talking about, like, the Drew League or, like, ABL or, like.
The Drew League is for a bunch of these guys. And I was going to get to the Drew League. The Drew League is for a bunch of these dudes who are neighborhood superstars.
They say they used to be pros, or they pros overseas.
Some. And I can't talk too bad about the Drew League. Hell, Trey Young and John Collins went out there and got their ass whooped. How the hell John
they
Collins?
They lost?
Yes, they lost. John Collins fouled out. How the hell you foul out of a damn pickup game? Not even a pickup. You know what I'm saying? Yes.
I told you to use him as the centerpiece to go get goddamn Anthony Edwards.
They not giving up no damn Anthony Edwards for no John Collins.
They better not now that they done got Rudy Gobert big slow ass.
They not doing it. So, I mean, the one thing that we have to talk about when we talk about these trades, man, is a lot of times we talk about the trade that's in our favor and what it means to us because we like it because it make our team better. And we like, shit, run it.
Run it.
The other team got to agree to the trade, too, because some of the trade we just saw earlier today with Boston, talking about Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart.
Yeah, they were just talking. They ain't do it.
Williams, 5 draft picks, possibly 6 for Kevin Durant.
That sound about right. Them niggas ain't good. I mean, Jaylen Brown, the reason why Jaylen Brown ain't good is because he just – turn the ball over too much, man. Like,
that's a big one.
You can't have the ball and turn the ball over. That just don't work. But Marcus Smart and their draft picks ain't gonna be that good because Boston is good. So like,
but do you think adding,
that's not too much,
swapping out? So basically, what you swapping out Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart for Kevin Durant? Does that put you as a champion? Does that get you over the hump to where you beat Golden State?
Let me see. Ben Simmons, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart.
No. Not Brooklyn. I'm talking about the hell with Brooklyn. I'm talking about Boston. With Jason Tatum, Kevin Durant. You really ain't going to have too much
Al
more than
Horford,
that.
Al Horford. Williams. Robert Williams.
No. Williams was in that trade.
Oh, he in the guy. Damn.
See what I'm saying?
Shit.
See what I'm saying?
No. Don't do it. You're going to be starting over for a while because you don't got enough pieces to win no championship like that.
And that gets back to what we were saying earlier. Hey, can you get the mic to T? That's what we were saying earlier, man, because a lot of these trades, what you expect from the other team, it wouldn't be worth it for them to trade you. It sets them back. If I trade 5 players and 8 draft picks, it ain't worth the trade to get Kevin Durant.
I mean, draft picks, I really don't care about draft picks, just for the simple fact. I mean, I love.
You don't if your team is good.
I don't really, period. I believe in player development. That's the only way you're going to get a championship. Look at Golden State. I ain't going to say they the only, but, man, they got a workshop how they develop talent over there. They straight for 10 years over there if they don't move a man. If they stay just like they are today and just cement them boys. But the rules don't allow you to do that. It's going to be too much money.
I also don't think Steph is going to be around for 10 years. Go ahead, T.
I don't see why not.
Cut it on.
I don't see why not. Why you can shoot longer than you can dunk.
You can, but sometimes you get content. Hold it down.
You know, if he start just pulling that motherfucker without looking altogether. Like, just stop looking. Man, I'm out here. That would let you know it's over with for them.
But Golden State built their team through the draft, though.
Absolutely.
They built it through the draft. So, like Commissioner said, it all depends on how good your team is, if your draft picks are meaningful. I mean, at the end of the day.
I mean, you can't really say that, because who thought Draymond Green out of Michigan State was going to be the centerpiece of four championships? Nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody. Nobody. After the fact.
It actually wasn't Mark Jackson. It was actually a lucky fluke, to be honest with you, because if you remember, they had David Lee playing that position. David Lee got hurt. They had to play Draymond. Draymond wasn't going to get in the game. They had to play Draymond. Once you put Draymond in.
He was being true to his draft pick selection.
Right.
All of that. But who?
And he had.
That's why I say, like, player development will take you farther than trying to roll the dice in them top picks. Andrew Wiggins just now woke up. He just now realized he was in the NBA.
Well, it does take a minute. It takes a minute for everybody can't come out the rapper.
Nah.
And jump out.
Okay, rookie contract, what's the minimum? Ain't they getting at least like $15 million, something like that?
They're not getting that much.
No,
12?
For
maybe. Like them, okay, not all the rookies, but like the top picks.
Let me look.
They getting like 12.
So
8 to 12. That's what they getting.
For four years.
It's a rookie contract. It's a rookie contract. So what I'm saying is, boy, as soon as Saturday or Monday hitting their first $123,737 check hit your account for a week of hooping, hey, man.
But that's what I was saying earlier. Hey, like, man, it's not just about motivation. It's also, and what? I tell people all the time, some of these dudes, they just hooping to get to their good ass job, because the NBA is just a good ass job to them.
No, I mean, okay, yeah, some of them, but like 99% of these ballers be broke, ghetto ass niggas from whatever city they from.
And when you get that check, you think I made it and I put my feet up.
But how could you? I ain't gonna say how could you.
I put it to you like this. So I was.
What more motivation do you need than buying your mama a house she ain't never
listen,
had?
Listen, like, that's the motivation. So let me tell you.
I'm finna hoop.
I'm telling you out of dude's mouth. I'm talking to Kenny Anderson. We sitting there talking. He said, the goal all my life has been to make it to the NBA.
To buy my mama that house. Once he got the goal.
Once I got the goal, I didn't reset the goals. My goal wasn't to be Michael Jordan to be the best NBA player ever. My goal was to make it to the NBA.
And that's why Kenny Anderson sucked.
That's why he sucked. He just didn't stay long. He didn't suck.
Hey, man, keep it real.
It's a lot. So
you are what you
so
produce.
So you saying you either you great or you suck.
That's it. His skill set. Boy, it's it. Because look, boy, that is it. And then guess what? How the greatness breaks down. It's greatness in your role, because everybody ain't meant to be the lead man. But my thing is, bruh, all that great potential shit, stop doing that. That's G League conversation.
But before a player steps up, you got to have a potential talk. You have to be able to see
everybody
something in
born it. From their mama got potential to be in this world.
To be in the world, yeah. Everybody named mama ain't got.
No, to be. It was more philosophical. Don't do me like that. It was really more, you know, thought provoking.
No,
I broke that down. I thought I was going for it anyway. But now, like, the spirit of competition demands greatness, at least in your effort. Now somebody got to lose, but that's when I say you can break greatness down to stars in their role.
I promise you, though, you'd be surprised how many guys are hooping and waking up day to day just for the check.
No, I wouldn't. That's why niggas suck. I mean, that's you right. Once you get that
Kwame Brown thing, it's a whole. I don't think that's a whole different thing. Like, Kwame Brown wasn't what he thought he was. He was a victim.
Nah,
he was a victim of the potential. He was a victim of the whole everybody was, at that point in time Kwame, that came out of high school.
I ain't
school.
Got nothing against Kwame Brown, and if he ever hit his podcast, I'm sorry, because you know he'll goddamn. That nigga petty, man. That nigga get on his shit and, man, this nigga named Leeko Brown talking about.
While he riding down the street in his truck.
Like, bro, who the fuck is Leeko Brown? But, bro, he never was that. Like, he never was that.
But that was, that.
He was just a big ass youngin.
That was the potential.
Straight out of high school, right?
Right.
He was just an overgrown youngin. Like Dwight Howard. He never was that.
I wouldn't say that. Hold on. Dwight Howard was defensive player of the year in the NBA. You don't get to be defensive player of the year just by suck. Say that as you said, he sucked.
Okay, well, no, not by that. But you do get to be defensive player of the year just by being the best athlete of that time. I watched that boy since Southwest Atlanta Christian Academy. That nigga was trash dumpster juice then, but he was not. But boy, he was not. Man, Dwight was terrible in Southwest Atlanta Christian Academy. It just wasn't nobody in who was in comparison of his size even close to it.
The man was an All-American.
Well, I asked you that. He was one person you ever seen him face in them years that was even. You know he been damn near that big since goddamn high school.
That nigga came into the NBA with them shoulders. Hold on. Let me tell you.
He had a shoulder bigger than goddamn table in high school.
He went to Randolph Morris. He played at Landmark.
See how hard it is to find the answer to what I just asked Randmark. You. That man ain't played nobody. So when he gets to the league,
hey man,
athleticism developed. He's still an athlete. You see it to be as old as he is to be. Able to be productive.
That's athletics. His athletics is remarkable.
Once the athleticism of the NBA caught up to Dwight Howard, and he didn't develop no skill set.
Bro, he played Oak Hill too. He played against LeBron and them. I mean, what else can he do? He played against LeBron.
He didn't just stay on Campbellton Road, Leeko.
Bro, he didn't play nobody. He's talking about he started having too many.
He didn't just play on Campbellton Road.
Man, when you got all that money, man, them kids, they just another. Yeah, they just come from out of the woodworks. But, you know, and I ain't saying nothing about him as a father because from all accounts, I don't ever heard about him. He'd stand up on that. So, salute. But we're talking about just the real. You know, I'm not finna do all of that. Athleticism is one thing, but you got to have skills to be.
You have to have skills to win.
It's a combination of skills and will.
The defensive player of the year?
That's pure athleticism.
They don't hand
that
out.
He got that shit because he had the highest fucking vertical that year. Them years. Nobody jumped higher than Dwight Howard when he came in the league.
It's not a vertical.
What?
It's not a vertical award.
Yes, that's what block shots is because that's what he won the defensive player of the year for. It wasn't steals. It wasn't nothing else.
All of the above.
It's all the above. He was a defender.
He was a defender.
He was a defender.
Seven-time All-NBA? Seven times. Not one time, seven times. So at that time, when nobody in the league.
No comparable big.
So Dwight Howard was probably the
last old-school big.
What does that got to do with anything?
When there's nothing comparable, then how can you say that he's elite when there's nothing to test him? He wasn't even tested, and he still ain't no champion.
Not only was he a defensive player of the year, he was three-time defensive player of the year.
Yeah, you said that. You led with that. That ain't new.
Three times.
I'm talking about what in the world does any of that have to do with my point, which is the defensive player of the year award is this is how the defensive player of the year.
Shaq was in the league at that time.
Right.
You talking about decrepit Shaq?
Oh, my God.
Come on, man. Shaq didn't work out. Shaq ate 30 pieces for dinner. If Shaq had worked out, he'll still be winning championship right now. If however old he is, 50, if he had worked out.
Come on with the jokes.
What was the big dominant big in the league? Shaq was on the way out. We agree to that. He was in the league, yes, but come on, fucking Cleveland Shaq.
That wasn't Cleveland Shaq.
That was Boston Shaq. Yes, the hell it was.
What year they won with Miami?
It wasn't that.
2006.
Dwight Howard got drafted 2004.
Shaq was good 1 year in Miami, man.
They won the championship.
1 year.
How many you want him to win?
He was at the end of his career. We don't agree to that. By the time he even got to Miami, it was over. I don't know that.
In Miami, he was averaging 20.
Are we having the same conversation? I'm saying, are we talking about the same shit? Because we talking about Shaq. You know what he was averaging? Do you know what he was averaging?
20 in Miami.
No. L.A. Shaq. Orlando Shaq. Do you know what he was averaging?
27, 28.
Okay, so would you say that 20 points is less than 28?
It's less.
Okay, so all I'm saying
is he was still shooting 50-something percent from the field.
How can you not when all you shoot is layups? That's not indicative of winning. We're talking about.
No, it is indicative of winning.
Okay. We would have to agree to disagree because
he got a chip, right?
I didn't deny the 1 year of him being good. I said one.
So,
okay,
you want to know who?
Unamaz.
So, we're talking about who was on the – Ben Wallace was back then.
Not a big. And the nigga won two chips on check watch. Oh, my God.
We're talking about Tim Duncan.
Tim beat Shaq ass.
Chris Webber was still in the league.
Who?
Chris Webber. He didn't play either. He couldn't play.
Did he retire in Sacramento? Didn't they trade him at the end?
Everybody get traded at the end.
No, they don't. But I was just asking. Like, I was just asking. Didn't they trade him at the end? Okay, so
yeah.
Unless you're talking Sacramento, Webber, all other forms.
He
of
was in
Sacramento.
That was 2000. That was the year. Yes, that was. He was in Sacramento. Look at this. 2006. Mike Bibby.
No, he couldn't have been. Because the years Vlade was there, Sacramento was decent. But when Vlade left, it was somebody else. Vlade left first.
Yeah, Vlade left first.
I remember, because I lost a lot of fucking money on them games. I thought goddamn Peja was going to get it done from the corner.
Stojakovic. Three. Yeah, Stojakovic is on the squad.
I lost a lot of fucking money that all them, it was about 2-3 years them niggas was battling in the West every year. I lost a lot of money. But saying all that to say, you still, no, my point still stands through all scrutiny. There was no dominant, there was no comparable big, and athleticism, cool, defense, that's what I was finna say. Defensive Player of the Year award is one like this. Block shots, steals.
No, defensive player is won by effort.
Defensive rebound ain't never won Defensive Player of the Year alone. You will have to say something with defensive rebound. But blocks and steals can stand alone and win you that trophy.
I agree.
Those two stats.
No, defensive rebounds got to be in it. That's how Ben Wallace won it, because it's a rebound.
Because it's rebound.
Rebounds and block shots.
Again, you always gonna have to say "and" if you begin with the stat.
Nobody's gonna play with
the stat of rebounds. Now, again, the defensive stats that can win Defensive Player of the Year award without rebounds.
You have to
is
do the same
blocks
thing.
And steals.
You have to do the
so
same
again,
thing with blocks.
This is all athleticism. Y'all can argue it all you want
it's
to.
It's not athleticism.
Yes, I'm agreeing with you. He was an athlete, but that don't mean he wasn't trash.
How come he ain't no champion then?
What?
Boy, I stand on it.
So
I stand on it.
Who did Orlando lose to? They went to the Lakers to Shaq and Kobe.
No, it wasn't Shaq. It was
Andrew. Okay, Andrew Bynum. Andrew Bynum. My bad.
Paul Gasol
and Kobe. Who was on Dwight Howard's squad that he was supposed to win the championship with?
I don't even remember all of them. It was
Jameer Nelson.
That was a nice team, but them niggas just choked. They had a chance to win, especially Rashard Lewis. He was like,
Jameer Nelson was the point guard.
That's the problem. But Rashard Lewis was a baller in Orlando. Y'all ain't finna do that to him. Whatever else he did in Orlando, that boy was hard. He was a hooper.
He was just a stand on the side and shoot.
And anytime your second score is Paul Gasol, you got a chance to beat them boys.
Paul Gasol was hooping.
Yeah, but like, again, you got a chance. He not a dominant force that you can't just X out with a better hooper. Like, give me Rasheed Wallace over Paul Gasol any day.
I can respect that.
It's a wash. I'm talking about it's not even close. You know what I mean? I bet Kobe would have chose Rasheed Wallace over Paul Gasol. And just saying all that to say, back to the Dwight Howard point, athleticism won him Defensive Player of the Year, not being no kind of good at basketball.
He was good at basketball.
He never played anybody that tested him. As soon as he did, he was nothing. As soon as he had to play against the Duncans and the anybody with game, with size, it was over with. He couldn't even deal with Zach Randolph. I seen Zach put up goddamn 25 points on Dwight Howard before, man. And Zach, y'all
we're
know
not talking
and
about
I ain't
Zach
saying
Randolph,
I ain't saying Zach like
I've
he can't
never
hoop.
Seen Zach Randolph.
But Zach ain't that neither, cause boy, that nigga averaged 20-10 his whole career and then never take a step forward. He basically LaMarcus Aldridge with a headband.
Man, so is that not how
y'all
Kevin Garnett
won? Y'all
got
to stop doing that. Stop rewarding these guys for that.
Hold on.
Is that not how Kevin Garnett won the Defensive Player of the Year?
What, with blocks? We talking about with block shots?
I mean, I'm sure he had steals too, but that just straight athleticism on defense. He was the most athletic motherfucker out of here.
The answer is yes. But are we talking about Dwight Howard being as skilled as Kevin Garnett? Is that
I thought
we
were just talking about defensively.
So Dwight Howard was not
okay,
as skilled as Kevin Garnett.
We touched on that, and I agree. So now that's table. Now the next part of that same question and conversation is, are we saying that you can compare Kevin Garnett to Dwight Howard in any other way?
No.
Okay, well, when we say the answer to that, then that opens Pandora's box of why. And that go back to what I was saying.
He fit his role. He was a defensive center. He was athletic.
But that goes to what you were saying.
I agree.
But when you said though somebody sucks, and then you say before that
when I say the suck in this conversation, I'm talking about championship. You know, I'm talking about the.
Then there's gonna be the majority.
There's more than suck. There is more. Okay, let me ask you this then: do y'all think that there are more people that are good in the NBA than suck, or more people that suck that are good in the NBA?
Everybody's
this
good.
This is a regular question.
Everybody's good. It's just about
I'm just asking which one you think is more
how
of.
How the team play, opportunity. Everybody's good.
Okay,
NBA,
with all of your
situation.
Factors that you get to determine in your scenario, what is the answer?
So, with your rationale, Amari Stoudemire is supposed to be a damn
championship
too.
He's supposed to have a championship, but he didn't. So, you know what? Now, that's one guy that's one guy that don't mince words when it comes to this shit. I've heard him say, like, I came up short.
But do you think he's
you
better than
I mean?
Dwight?
Do I think Amari Stoudemire is better than Dwight Howard? Yeah. They the same to me. No, I don't think he better than Dwight Howard. They the exact same guy. Neither one of them can shoot. Neither one of them can shoot free throws. They
I
got the same
that.
Damn game. They can't create a shot.
But one's a defensive player of the year and one's not.
I think what wound up happening was
because what Marcus did one play in and one didn't.
Say what?
I mean,
I'm asking him.
What was the question? Hold on, I missed it.
Though.
Huh?
Amari wasn't defensive, so I mean.
You said Amari wasn't defensive?
Nah.
Yeah, he was.
Not like Dwight.
So what did you?
Not like Dwight. No.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
so I don't understand the point no more. What's the point?
When you said they're like the same, but one. Three defensive player of the year.
Well,
that
what does that
Amari,
got to do with
Amari
with their
Stoudemire?
Game?
In
the
my opinion,
they win. What they got to do with their game?
Zone 3AB. What up?
They the same.
Amari Stoudemire, in my opinion, benefits from having Steve Nash. That pick and roll coming off that pick
true
and
point
roll,
guard. Without Steve guard, Nash, you may not even know about Amari.
If we give Dwight Howard a better point guard, other
if Dwight had Steve Nash. We might not be having this conversation. Both of them may be champions.
So, yeah, I mean, I agree.
I know.
But
sometimes
I think,
this stuff be unpopular. I be saying, but
it ain't unpopular. I think you just went all
lying.
The way to the edge of the world, which suck.
It's just what it is.
He don't suck. Yeah,
that's what I said.
So you don't think Dwight Howard is a top 75 player? Like you don't think he?
No
was
way, Jose. No. Let me see. If he is, then that's just because the first 25 years of the NBA was Bob Cousy them. And you can't get away from that shit. So, yeah,
right.
It ain't but one that I know about.
Give him the mic.
We from the same hood. So I've been watching that boy like I say. I've been watching him. I seen him peck out, but
yeah. The suck is the strong word. I say he was a good player.
What made people get a little was because I said he sucked.
Yes.
And then they want to throw his accolades, but he ain't got no brass.
Right. And brass don't define it to me.
This
is what I say about Dwight. Dwight is guilty of not developing his game the way he needed to really, you know, get some kind of second shot.
But that goes back to what I was saying before you stepped in here. There's a lot of guys who get to the league and they have a good job.
Right.
You don't care. If you work at UPS, you don't care if UPS is outselling FedEx.
So how you going to say that a person come to work with that mentality and they don't suck?
But that don't make you not good at your job.
Wait a minute. You can come to work with.
Yeah, he got it.
Bro, we not. You know how irrelevant it is. You just thought about it. That's how nothing that is. Like, yes, he got one with LeBron in the bubble, but get the fuck out of here, man. Come on, man. Boy, if he don't get a ring, he gonna be one of the best suckers that ever played this game.
You put him up there. Boy, so with Charles Barkley,
right now it's like John Stockton. He's like the best sucker that ever, and Karl Malone. Jerry West got
a ring.
He got a championship, man.
Right, before he got that one. Yeah. I mean, you know, it happens. I mean, yeah.
At least he went. At least he lived in the finals.
You got to get there. Yeah, you can't win if you ain't there.
I'd agree that
Dwight ain't even get there, dude.
He's guilty.
He got there twice.
He led
that shitty-ass Jameel Nelson squad to the finals.
All of this is true.
You know what I'm saying?
With Orlando.
Right.
Right. And
all of this is true. Even Orlando knew he was trash. They busted that shit up.
Well, I say this. Because he
took the Shaq way. They didn't get rid of him. We're not finna act like they shipped him out and put him on a box and put him on the curb. No, he left to go. He tried to do the whole Shaq shit.
They had
shit,
an opportunity
to
match that number. They ain't match that shit.
Man, because it's Orlando. Orlando is still small market, big market.
To your point, though, if a guy's guilty of work ethic, then you're capable of calling him trash. I can say, because the thing is, when you get to that pinnacle, you should have an automatic drive.
Somebody.
I get that because he gotta tell, he had a terrible work ethic.
But
and he didn't try to get value.
How can you be good at your job and –
I'm still
the
here.
The object of your job is to win championships.
The object of my job is to make as much fucking money as possible.
That's not the
yes,
object
it is.
Of this. No, it's not.
So then
that's
there's two different philosophies.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
As
when you
any,
when
what,
you
what
when
do you,
you
think James Harden is trying to get a ring or he's trying to get a check?
He's trying to get a ring, no. He already got the check. He's trying to get a ring, no. If you don't know he's trying to get a ring now, I don't even know what we are talking about. He has already went through the phases of I want my money, I want my money, I want my money. Now, hey man, will you give me and Joel something to get this monkey off my back?
He didn't take that big a pay cut.
Because my legacy is shit.
He didn't take that big a pay cut.
If I don't get a goddamn
ring. Don't be fooled by the ESPN headlines to say he took a pay cut for the team can bring in somebody. Instead of getting a $90 million deal, he got a $75 million deal. He didn't take that big a cut.
Look, man, I don't have any $1 million deal. So a nigga talking about $15 million less, you're not finna sit here and tell me that ain't a cut just because he getting so many other millions.
You tell so go to your phone and tell me what player can you get for $15 million. That's going to change and make your roster of championship roster.
I don't know the answer to that.
But I'm telling you, you can't.
Well, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. But I don't.
Commissioner Gordon.
We were talking about Andrew Wiggins earlier, and you said Andrew Wiggins just got it. He just took him all this time. Andrew Wiggins wasn't for no $15 million. You can't get Andrew Wiggins.
Okay, you just throwing out random facts. Now I can't beat you. The randomness.
You
but
can't. I'm
what
telling
does
you,
they got to do with what we talking about?
I'm telling you, you talk that James Harden is still about his check. Watch he opts out at the end of this season and ask for the max, and he don't give a damn about that
ring.
Well,
now you're going off the ESPN reports because don't nobody know that. And it hasn't even happened yet.
I'm going off his past. I'm going off his history. I'm not going off ESPN. Well, I'm going off his history.
No rings, and
that's what I'm telling you.
So can we agree that if you don't win championships, your legacy takes a hit?
I agree with that.
Well, then what the hell is we talking about?
My previous point was
do not mislead the people into thinking that the job requirement as illustrated, like, you know, when you fill out, we work regular jobs. They give you objectives and shit in your job description. The objective of a professional athlete is to be a champion.
No, it's not.
It's
not.
Now I understand.
You have seen
now
it.
Now I understand. Okay.
Everybody not going to be a champion. That's
you
like,
have seen it.
Ask the owners what they feel like is the number one job for their employees to be.
The owners. Ask the owners. Because the owners will tell you their objective is to make a profit and to make as much money as possible.
I don't think you understand how winning is built into
No.
When you win,
the Washington Wizards make
what happens automatically.
The Washington Wizards make a profit, dog. The Washington Wizards make a profit.
You can sell mediocrity to people too, especially. We see that.
Michael Jordan doesn't really care.
But the only way that the mediocrity works is of the looming hope that we can get it right one day.
See, you're speaking
from. That's what it is.
That's not what it is,
dog.
That's
the hook that brings people back over and over and over. We're going to do it this year. We're going to do it this year.
You're talking about from the fan standpoint, from the owner standpoint.
That's how you make money, man.
That from the owner standpoint, it's not about championships. It's about this profit. You're talking about they don't care. This is just.
Okay.
Kids playing in the yard.
If y'all think
that
we finna debate, do the owners want profit? That's I refuse. Of course they do. That's just I'm hoping y'all can table that comment. I heard four of y'all say that shit. Please stop that. All right, we got that. That's like the sense that's coming that ain't coming.
But the thing about it is, you talking about it from your competitive standpoint.
No.
Remove me. Because
the nature of competitive sport and the business of competition.
Listen, I'm telling you, I've been in a bunch of these goddamn rooms where I talk to people and they'll tell you, our owners don't give a damn whether we win or lose. It comes from the people that work with the owners. They don't care. They want to put on a good show on the floor.
Which one make more money? If it's about the money, does winning or losing make more money?
You know what makes more money?
I don't want to answer my question. I answer whatever you ask.
You're trying to overtalk me. Let me answer the question.
What's the answer?
What makes more money is having a star, selling the jerseys, getting on TV. A ring.
Everything you're talking about has to do with the illusion of trying to win.
Just because you win, don't mean.
What's the point of a star? What's the attraction of having a star if not for the illusion to win?
You think Bradley Beal is going to win? He's a star. They gave him the max money.
It ain't
money.
About what I think. It's about what the fans think.
I got to get to you in a minute. Because you've been slowly bashing the Hawks.
I'm sorry.
We've been over there bashing the Hawks. You done slid in a couple jokes.
We have.
I got to figure out your squad. Who is your squad?
I'm a Lakers fan.
Oh, so you one of them. You from L.A.? Because I don't count nobody that's not from that spot.
This how I go.
See what I'm saying?
Shaq, I can't.
I don't count
that's
nobody who watch somebody on TV and say, oh, they win. I like them.
It be happening. I was a Shaq fan, bro.
I kind of give Laker fans a pass because in an era of white basketball and during the time of the ABA merger, the Lakers was the blackest NBA team in the league damn near. The Lakers in Milwaukee or some shit. Cleveland.
Well, 76ers.
Yeah, I say Philly.
Yeah. I say
Washington
Philly.
Has had a bunch of teams where they've had an attraction. Like, I keep referencing Washington because they've kept throwing out a bunch of stuff to where you had, like, a bunch of celebrities. You had your – they had a whole team where they damn near had the Fab Five. They had Juwan Howard. They had Chris Webber. They had a bunch of guys that you could play. And, like I said, Philly – I mean, it's a bunch of
What y'all think Dwight Howard rank among centers all time?
All time?
He not top 10.
All time?
Top 10?
He not top 10.
Oh, okay, I'm finna say, man.
He make top 25. He'll definitely make top 25.
Hold on, let's look this list up. Cause I think he's made top 25.
He might be top 20. Like,
he might move up a little bit.
That's the trash at the top of the dumpster, not he down by the juice. 20. That's you ain't got to get dirty to get that trade, but it's still in the garbage.
He might be top 20.
Okay, okay. So here we go. Hold on. Here we go. I got a couple questions. We're gonna throw out Shaquille O'Neal. He's not better than Shaquille O'Neal. He's not better than Hakeem Olajuwon.
Kareem.
He's not better than Kareem.
He ain't better than David Robinson.
David Robinson.
Whoa. You wouldn't take David Robinson?
No, I would take that. And I can't. I never liked David Robinson in my whole
career. Tell me why you take David Robinson over Dwight Howard.
He had an offensive game.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, neither.
See?
He had an offensive game.
He also benefited from playing
David
beside
Robinson
Tim Duncan.
Know how to contribute to winning.
Before Tim Duncan.
He was just okay. I mean, he was good, but he was just okay. Just another guy in the league.
He had more hype than he was productive before Tim Duncan.
He had a catchy nickname. That's he was the Admiral.
That's a
He wasn't winning before Tim Duncan.
Well, that's what we talk. See, that's why I don't understand why people.
Was
how
he better,
can
though?
You omit winning from all of the
okay,
things
so,
having
okay,
to do
so,
with
so let's just agree to it's a
money.
It's a coin toss
and everything.
It's
sports.
A coin toss between David Robinson and Dwight Howard. What about Patrick Ewing?
Hell no, nah. Pat way better than Dwight. Pat'll cook Dwight Howard. It'll be bad too. I think it'll be so bad that
I don't think it'll
Dwight
be
Howard probably had to start swimming or something.
And I don't think it'll be that bad simply because of the athleticism. Because of the athleticism that you just talked about that Dwight Howard had.
You know what though? It's
nobody got better footwork in the post than Patrick Ewing itself.
Hakeem Olajuwon.
Yeah. It's sad that Dwight put himself in this position because of his work ethic. And that's what I hate about it, because this boy is truly, he was an anomaly. He ain't no different than Shaq. He a little smaller.
So he a lot different than Shaq.
Yeah, he a lot different.
Shaq did it on both sides of the ball.
And Shaq.
No, but this is what I'm saying.
Shaq had that athleticism and he was damn near 400 pounds.
Right, but I'm saying Dwight did the same thing coming into the league. Dwight
no, he didn't.
Listen, I had this argument with guys when Dwight first came in the league. I had the same argument we were saying back because they said Dwight gonna be trashed, and this boy came out double. I mean, he was unstoppable.
He supposed that's not saying
he went,
nothing though.
From he was gonna be trashed, and now he's a double machine. But now I'm like, okay, he's either gonna be trashed.
They moved the goalpost on.
Right, I'm saying you keep moving.
So okay,
a double is supposed to be expected for a guy that size coming in the league.
No.
A guy that size is supposed to fall out of bed and get a double-double.
If you're going to say that's the criteria for Dwight to be a double-double machine, then that puts him at the top tier of
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. Here we go.
Because
let me go
Kevin
back to the
Love
list.
Kevin Love averaged a double-double.
Right. And he couldn't jump up on the curb. let me get – we got Shaq, Kareem. What about Wilt? Are we throwing out the 70s?
Of course, Wilt.
Okay, Wilt. Okay, Hakeem Olajuwon. What about Bill Russell? Bill Russell.
No, of course.
I think Bill Russell is a faction of his time, right? Because he was only 6'8", 6'9".
But Wilt couldn't do nothing with him, and this nigga averaged 1,000 points a game. Wilt only won 2 championships while Bill was on duty.
I mean, he had a squad.
And Wilt is arguably –
we're going to talk about who Wilt played with versus who Bill Russell played with?
Right.
For the time?
Yeah.
I don't know who
Wilt played with.
I don't even know who Bill played with. I barely know who Bill played with, but like.
Y'all just shouting Kevin Love like he ain't nobody.
He not.
Yeah. He all right.
Bro, Kevin Love is an all right.
We got to. So.
Kevin Love couldn't even start it on no team I played for.
He was better than Iran until he went to play with LeBron.
Hold on.
Kevin
Love
was
like
Caleb. LeBron.
He was Caleb.
LeBron don't trade for bums.
Huh?
LeBron don't trade for bums.
Yeah, he do.
Hold on.
Except for J.R. Smith.
Yeah, he do. Have you seen the roster that has been attached to his name in the finals?
What's the best thing on the Minnesota Timberwolves? Right? That year on the Minnesota Timberwolves on the squad where somebody got to score the points.
His squad, he was.
Somebody got to score the points. Who else was going to score the points?
He was good.
Once again, name the roster. Who else was going to score the points? He was good. He ain't all that. He wasn't like.
Hold up. He was good when he was an inside-outside player. Once he went to Cleveland, he became an outside-inside player.
Somebody got to score the points. If I put five garbage bags around you.
Thank you.
Somebody got to score the points. You going to score the points?
Hey.
It's called empty calories. It's called empty calories.
Hold on. So let's go back.
You go.
So
we got one, two, empty calories.
Yeah.
You go.
Somebody got the score. That's why they thought. That's why they thought that boy in New York was good that one year. The boy for the Knicks. They thought he was good the one year because when nobody else to score points and he scored a couple points.
Who you talking about, Julius?
I can't think of his. Julius Randle got the
job. Oh, yeah.
They went to the playoffs.
Y'all agree with me on that, but he was an all-star. He scored 20 points a game. Oh! Do you see how 20 points a game can suck?
Don't ever say 20 points. I'm going to bring it back to you.
And be talking about greatness.
Hold on. You just threw all this Atlanta Hawks shade. We say Julius Randle, but he went to the playoffs. They got their ass beat by the Hawks. They got their ass beat by the Hawks.
Then y'all care about regular season rankings. Like,
I don't give a damn why. The Hawks won.
What are we doing?
Let me say this, though.
Okay, let's go back to Kevin Love.
Let's go back to that, because this is what I want to say.
Okay, what you got?
Let's say you're a ball player, too. So let's say you're a ball player. You ain't got a lot of glit, but you're a ball player. You know what you done did to get to the league. Now, you go out there. You averaging 20 points. You're averaging 10 assists. And a few steals, but somebody said you garbage because they want to put you in a garbage cap. For what reason? You know what you're doing, but then what I'm saying, because they trying to take you and put you in some kind of box, they want to take everything you did and say whatever you've done in an 82-game season, and he was healthy when he was in Minnesota, so the ball was balling. So now you want to take it and say, you know what? Somebody said, no, my man, garbage. So this man went through the league, averaged 20 points, 20 rebounds, but he garbage.
Okay, really? So hold up. Going back to the whole Dwight Howard. We got Shaquille O'Neal, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Wilt Chamberlain, Hakeem Olajuwon, Bill Russell, Moses Malone. Anybody? You taking Moses Malone?
Yes.
Best
rebounder. Yes. Best rebounder.
Triple double monster.
Best rebounder ever.
David Robinson was a coin flip. Patrick, you and I.
How y'all keep saying David Robinson was a coin flip?
What do you mean? I keep saying it. Ain't no y'all. I keep saying it.
Just because he wasn't winning before Tim Duncan don't mean he wasn't still putting up 20 and 10, though.
Okay, but Dwight Howard took a trash Orlando Magic team to the finals.
They had a better team than David Robinson did.
Ever before Tim Duncan.
Jameer Nelson was his point guard.
It's the only weak link you can name. The rest of them boys were balling, man.
No, they were not.
Yes, they would. Pull it up. Turkoglu was balling that year.
Rashard Lewis was balling that year.
They had a squad. The only nigga who wasn't balling was that point guard.
Second team all defense.
Aaron Afalo is what he's talking about.
It's a team game.
No. Orlando had a squad.
Aaron Afalo is what you're getting.
You act like Jameer Nelson didn't score like 14 points a game. Orlando
had a squad. I ain't going to let you do that, bro. Orlando had a motherfucking squad.
They had 2 6'10" motherfuckers shooting threes. A big Jameer Nelson averaging 14 a game, and Aaron Afalo locking everybody up.
They had a squad.
So Dwight Howard, Jameer Nelson was a good David, point guard in your eyes.
You saying his team? You say,
who was the point guard for David Robinson?
Exactly.
Right.
No.
Avery Johnson.
Tim Duncan.
I take Avery Johnson over Jameer Nelson.
I won't.
Never.
I won't.
I take Avery Johnson over Jameer Nelson.
I won't. No.
He was scrappy, but he still.
Man, Avery Johnson was the reason them niggas was sorry.
No, he was not.
Y'all didn't know that.
Look up his stats.
Y'all didn't know Avery Johnson was the weakest link.
Look up his stats.
No, he was not.
Why you would get mad? They say you the reason
Banneker
was sorry, nigga.
Nah, I would, cause I ain't go to that piece of shit. We used to whoop up on Banneker like a pinata, boy. Like we couldn't wait to play them. Then you get career numbers on them guys, man. Believe it, and Riverdale.
Oh, Lord. So we.
beat y'all in Fulton County and Clay County. We just beat the shit out of Bountica. But
not T.I.
Yeah, somebody had to tell me he went to school
Avery
with us.
Johnson right, I just 5 points a game. Because, Avery Johnson,
but that's a whole
another
conversation.
Right.
Huh, say it again.
Avery Johnson was averaging 5 points a game for San.
Why are these people trying to tell me Avery Johnson was good?
Trash.
Why hey, can't? Man. How come when I say I know? See, I say trash. I'm a Scorpio. Just in case y'all don't know.
Hey man, I'm gonna put it to you like this.
You're beautiful, baby. I love you. We run Jameer. The world, and we also just say. We have a connection to truth that is uncanny in this world. And I know I'm saying things that are just ruffling the feathers of the room.
Wrong.
But I'm not wrong. Avery Johnson was trash. Dwight Howard didn't play comparable competition. And once he did, he was minimized. Once athleticism caught up to Dwight Howard.
When was that?
It was
after 2010.
After he got old?
No. He was probably...
2012.
I say give him 4 or 5 years of that shit.
2012.
His first 4 or 5 years.
In 2012, he had been in the league 8 years.
2012.
He got drafted in 04.
So you saying after 8 years, then it's okay to start sucking?
No, I'm saying after 8 years, you're so getting older.
Oh, that's true.
Don't let LeBron
but is it
be,
okay to
don't
start
let LeBron
sucking?
Fool y'all and think everybody got 20-year careers.
Whoa.
We ain't got to say LeBron. You can name 50 other niggas who year 8 was balling. Year 8
say,
is when you start peaking, actually.
Hold on, what's that?
He came in at high school. He was 26 years old.
8 years is 8 years, dog. Like
that's 26 years old.
Please, 8 years
is 8 years.
They're not understanding that. Even if he went to college,
games, dog.
Even if he went to college,
82 games.
8 years is when you peak. That's when you prime.
Yeah, that was his.
Who
that's right after your rookie contract, halfway or almost through your second contract.
Who peaked
that's
8 years?
Prime player.
Name the peak. Who peaked that 8 years?
Everybody.
No. Kobe didn't peak at 8 years.
Jordan
Tracy
was his
McGrady.
Best after 8 years. Kobe was his best after 8 years.
He was already up. He was already up.
Okay. Okay, hold on. Jordan came
up.
In the league in 84, right?
Yep,
92. 92, Jordan.
Jordan was scoring 60.
That's the Jordan 60. That got to do it again.
Jordan
that's
was
the best
balling.
Jordan.
No.
No.
That's when Jordan got the best coach.
First year, 91, that
Phil
was the best
Jackson,
Jordan.
This man, credit man.
91, Jordan was the best Jordan.
So Jordan wasn't good before 91.
I could go for that 91, but I say 92 is because it's always harder to do it again. It's hard as hell to do it, but do it again.
And now,
right again, I'm talking about
then,
the
and
next
then
year.
Again,
that's the hardest one.
Y'all are comparing dudes to the ultimate competitor.
Okay, that's why I say move Jordan. Everybody
you brought him up.
What's years. The next center?
Oh, I'm just talking about players center? In general. Magic Johnson came in the league in 82. Magic came in 82, I want to say, right?
Magic 80. Won his 80. Fucking rookie year, man.
80.
He won his rookie year, but he wasn't prime Magic in his rookie year just because he won.
He won in 80.
He won the finals MVP.
So y'all saying he was prime in 82 when he came in?
I'm saying he was already that. You can't just name somebody and say in 8 years he was dope.
I say that. I said most players.
He was dope because of players.
At 8 years,
he was already dope.
That's prime.
He was dope because
most
of
everybody you can possibly name.
He was dope because who?
If Magic didn't go to LA and they didn't start that Showtime.
Oh, we can't play
Magic,
what if?
Magic would not.
What if it's a show on earth. TV, man? We can't play what if, man. We can't play what if.
But
I can tell you what happened. I can't tell you what would have happened if he went to the Denver Nuggets.
Well, this didn't happen. It didn't happen that Magic was prime because he won a championship when Kareem was already in the league dominating.
Kareem was hurt. Magic
bro,
went to the park.
Kareem was hurt at end.
Come on.
You got to get there. They don't get there without Kareem. Magic, come on. He came
Kareem,
in.
We talked about decrepit, old, declining Shaq.
That was already
we talking about
gone.
Declining Shaq, right? You talked about declining Shaq.
We're talking about MVP Kareem.
Kareem was MVP. Declining also.
Ooh. Okay, but he's still with MVP
was he?
Status.
Barely
is still
you, if
it.
If you're not going to give me If you're going to tell
if,
me
if
Shaq was declining when he got to Miami.
Out, did you get shot in the head?
If you're going to tell me Shaq was declining when he got to Miami, and I'm going to tell you Kareem was declining when Magic got
there. I'm not arguing that, but I'm talking about it's a difference between Dwayne Wade being the MVP for his decline for Shaq's decline and Kareem being the MVP in his decline.
He just told you Magic Johnson was the MVP.
No, he wasn't. Kareem got 6 MVPs.
26 and 10. in 1980.
That sounds lovely. Who was the NBA Finals MVP?
Yeah, Kareem got six rings and six MVPs.
That sounds very lovely. Who was the NBA Finals?
He was dope.
We're not arguing that.
Okay, okay. So his decline, it was like no other decline ever declined.
So what I'm saying is,
all right, so Kareem won.
In 8 years, Magic was already Magic.
Kareem only
Let's go back to the point.
Kareem only won two finals MVP.
We're talking about Dream Team Magic if you talk about 8 years. That's the best Magic, man. That man going back and forth with Jordan, who is the best in the world.
He's actually going back and forth with Bird.
No, he had Bird had already called Jordan Jesus and tapped out by 90.
They won that year.
By 90. We're talking about 8 years. Dream Team, 92. 8 years from when Jordan come in the league, we talking about Dream Team Jordan. That's the best player in the world. Magic back and forth with him.
He was the best player before that. Magic was out in 92.
He was on the Dream Team, Gordon.
But he also, what year did he come down with HIV?
Whatever, he was on the Dream Team.
What year did he come down with HIV? Look that up.
91.
Thank you.
What they got to do when he was on the Dream Team in 92? That's 8 years.
Bruh. He wasn't even in the – he was making his way out the league.
I can't just keep introducing random facts that I can't beat and get off a topic.
So,
like,
for you to say
–
you to say that Magic was at his peak, and then I tell you that you're wrong because he was –
How many years Giannis
HIV the year before. Now I'm throwing out random facts.
How many years Giannis been in the league?
Commissioner Gordon.
You can name anybody.
We waiting.
Iverson.
Iverson was fresh out the damn box, man. Come on, man. All right, let's move on.
We're not talking about were they good when they came in the league. We're talking about prime player.
So Dikembe Mutombo. You're taking Dikembe Mutombo over Dwight Howard?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Why? Okay, that was. You see what side you
that
on?
That man a walking commercial.
You see what side you on?
No, you got to take
George Mikan.
Hold on. Let's Dikembe. We still got to talk about this Dikembe. Who not taking Dikembe over Dwight Howard?
I'm taking Dwight.
I want to hear why y'all say? Because
they're ultimately the same player, except Dwight Howard is way more athletic. That's it. He's way more athletic. You talked about the athleticism. At some point, the athleticism has to count in his favor. He can't just keep counting against him. You never gave Dikembe the ball.
Right. Yeah, you did. He just wasn't more than 12 points. Right. You never gave it to him. He gave it back.
He got the rebound after AI missed.
He gave the ball back. He should lead the league in assists. So, he didn't want to shoot.
But see, after we get past, after we go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, after we get past David Robinson, Patrick Ewing, Moses Malone, Bill Russell, Kim Olajuwon, Shaq, Kareem.
How many defensive player of the year did Dikembe win? Just one?
Hold on, I get.
No, he won. He won by three or four.
He won three of them.
How you gonna put it? I want Dikembe. What are y'all saying? Who ain't no niggas ain't won more than Dikembe? Dwight Howard ain't won more than Dikembe. Last year with LeBron, fuck out of here, and Anthony Davis. Let's not forget,
yo,
Kobe.
Okay,
y'all remember that. Man, I want Dikembe Mutombo. Y'all better stop playing with Dikembe, man.
No, ain't no Dikembe.
No.
Look, Dikembe went to the finals with a worse team than that Orlando team. There was absolutely nobody else on that 76er team except Allen Iverson when they went to the finals.
We not going to put the finals on Dikembe, though.
No, I'm saying no, we not. AI carried him.
Yeah.
But
he
don't get there without Dikembe.
Because they built the team.
Because
they beat the
he
team.
He don't get there without Mutombo.
Hell, you can say he don't get there without Aaron McKee, but
yes,
shit.
Yes, he can, because he had Aaron McKee the whole time and never sniffed it.
He had Dikembe the whole time.
No,
they didn't just get Dikembe and then went to the finals.
Dikembe ain't played there 4 years before they went to them finals.
That ain't just getting there.
There it is. Dikembe had a whole career everywhere else, all over the league.
That ain't just getting there. If that you played
the
more,
of the, that was the end of his career. Go and he played
the end of his career with the Hawks.
Okay, that was right before the Hawks. He ain't played for the Hawks, but another 3 years, 4 years tops.
You looking at it? You looking at it?
Commissioner Gordon.
I told you he ain't play for them long. I'm telling you, bro. Like, bro, come on, put some respect on this shit. I was watching these games live,
bro. That don't change. I'm no.
Nah, hell. I wouldn't take neither one of the Gasol brothers over Dwight. I don't like Paul. I always thought he was overrated.
Nah, I would. I mean,
you like Kevin Love? That's the same guy. Right. I feel you. No, Paul Gasol and Kevin Love are the same person.
I'm taking Paul Gasol over.
Okay,
Dwight Howard.
Put it to you like this.
I'm looking
at a list right now. That's giving me the all time best centers. You type in best basketball centers, and I'm giving it.
If you're anything worth a damn, how you gonna not win with Kobe?
Yo, Dwight's not gonna be in there. You're not gonna see Dwight in there, probably.
What big man did not win with Kobe Bryant beside Andrew Bynum?
Dwight
Bynum
is actually number 10.
I'm saying beside Andrew.
It's what I'm telling you, Dwight. Dwight is. That's what I'm getting to. Y'all keep tap dancing and arguing about damn right. David Robinson and Dikembe that you won't get to the point where we've only talked about 9 people.
But now, listen, I'm for Dwight.
Yeah, you ain't named another four, bro.
You ain't taking, man, listen. You don't take Robert Parrish over Dwight Howard?
Why not?
Man, stop. All right. This has been the commissioner's conversation. I am your host, Commissioner Gordon.
Y'all at like double zero ain't no champion.
Y'all on that gas, bro. Y'all on some hard gas.
Y'all at like
too.
Double zero ain't a champion.
Bruh, who? Stop.
Which one the champion? What are we talking about?
Robert Parrish played with
that's the
Kevin
star
McHale
in your role
and
guy.
Larry Bird. What do you mean? They're not centers. We're talking about centers. Larry Bird was the 3.
Yeah, Larry Bird the 3. But
Kevin McHale was the 4.
Now Kevin played 5 too though.
And Robert Parrish was the 5.
Kevin played 5. McHale played 5 too. But he played 5.
Parrish.
Commiss.
Robert Parrish. We're not finna do this. We're not finna sit. Robert Parrish could not play with Dwight Howard. We are not doing that, dog. I will refuse to let y'all sit here. And I'll let some shit slide. I've been letting shit slide all day. We are not finna say that Robert Parrish could play with Dwight Howard.
Commission, listen.
I just feel like wouldn't either one of them score. Because Dwight ain't got no offense.
Listen, I'm the one sitting up talking about Dwight
hold on,
Howard.
Hold on, let me get this. Dwight Howard.
He's not supposed to average a bunch of points.
No, this is fake, bro.
He doesn't have the same role on the team. He overtalk.
You overtalk. You're not listening to the facts.
Because that's not basketball.
You don't even know what I'm finna say.
I do know what you're finna say.
I'm not giving you no stats. I'm not telling you how many points he averaged.
Okay. Don't say one fucking stat, Gordon, or you a damn lie.
So, first team all NBA.
Stat.
That's not a stat. It's not a stat. So how are we judging if we're not judging? What are we judging by? You want us to hold up some pictures and look and say who looks cuter?
Go ahead and read it. Go ahead and read it, Commiss. Go ahead and read it. Go ahead and read it, Commiss.
All those equal to stats.
Go ahead and read it, Commiss.
I hate to tell you, those equal to stats.
Not all the time.
Man, stop.
They don't.
All first team, Dwight Howard, 5. NBA all first team. This ain't all-star games. All first team, Dwight Howard, 5. Robert Parrish, 0. Just regular all NBA teams, Dwight Howard 8, Robert Parrish 2. All defensive first teams, we talked about defense, right?
None of this means anything.
Dwight Howard 4.
This the most
4.
Meaningless shit I ever, I mean.
Man,
like,
it
you know
means,
how many folks got them accolades and no championship?
Bruh. So, all right, so.
Commission.
So,
them folks,
so,
hey, look. And when
so,
they,
let me keep going. All defensive teams, 5, Robert Parrish 0. Defensive player of the year, Dwight Howard 3. Robert Parrish 0. Robert Parrish ain't did shit in the league,
except be a champion several times.
So was Robert Ory. Robert Ory was great.
Robert Orr is that nigga, though.
Robert Orr was great.
Is that nigga.
Who you taking him over? You taking him over Larry Bird? Where you ranking him? Are you taking him over?
I ain't taking him over Bird.
Are you taking him over Kevin Durant?
I ain't taking him over Durant. I ain't taking him over Durant.
He ain't that nigga.
Commits
that slander. He a role player.
You just named two of the greatest niggas ever. He is a role player. He is a role player.
So is Robert Parrish. That's my fucking point.
But he's a champion.
I'm a Dwight Howard fan. But those stats are slanted. Now let me
how?
Let me
thank you, bro.
Let me speak.
How?
I gotta speak.
Go ahead.
I gotta speak. So first,
I can't believe y'all think just stats just go directly to.
First of all, Dwight fouls out if he try to check a Robert Parrish head up.
No, he fouls, don't.
Okay, let me finish. Let me finish.
We can't play the what if game. We just ain't gonna make up shit.
This is basketball.
Okay, but listen, let's
make stuff up.
No, he's not.
Let's do the truth game. The truth game is, how can you be first team as hold on?
This is true.
As Robert Parrish. When you in the same era
with four Hall of Famers, his whole squad is Hall of Fame.
Hold on. You want me to tell you how? Let me talk. So all you got to do is get rebound,
my boy. You ain't got to do nothing there. I'm going to make you a champion. Your legacy going to be set. You're going to get all the money, the girls. We're going to have dope in your room waiting on you. It's going down. All you got to do is get the rebound.
To add on to what he said, Dwight Howard, you already said Dwight Howard was just one person. He was the best center, right? He was the most athletic, physical specimen. Why did he only win 3 and 5?
3 and 5 what?
What you just saying?
Why 3 and 5? Championship. Why he just keep winning them motherfuckers if he was just that?
That's it?
He should have at least 10 of them, bitch.
So we're going to move the goalpost again. That's what you're going to do.
No, I'm just showing you how meaningless this shit is.
No, it's not meaningless.
You got to look at the competition.
So you telling me a dude... You just telling me a dude
who played in the 80s at center? Who played in the 80s at center? The era of centers. Who played in the era? Who played?
It don't matter. He didn't beat him.
No, but it matters.
But no, how can you say Robert Parrish? Hold on.
So small forwards wasn't booming then because Larry Bird sure found a way to be great. Power forwards wasn't booming then because goddamn, Kevin McHale sure found a way to be great. But Robert Parrish, he can't find a way to be great because he's playing with Hall of Famers.
He was great at what he did. Robert Parrish had some of the best footwork.
Not that he was playing with Hall of Famers. The other Hall of Famers.
Hey, man. Y'all better respect.
I don't believe you.
The other
No, it ain't nothing to believe. You can look. Double zero.
Bruh. No.
And Dwight Howard ain't got no footwork. He got drop step. He got drop step.
I'm going to apologize right now to the listeners of this podcast.
He has no other shot.
I don't know if this gets posted.
No other shot.
I was riding with y'all.
Name a shot Dwight Howard had other than the jump.
Before y'all dumb, I ain't gonna say dumb. Before y'all crazy motherfuckers start telling me that Robert Parrish
contributed to winning and is a champion.
Okay. But you just threw out that Dwight Howard contributed to winning.
He didn't do that.
He did. He got a championship.
Okay. Y'all still talking about last year, my nigga. The year before last. Okay, he got it.
You still talking about Larry Bird.
Hold up. He got it.
You still talking about Kevin McHale.
He got it. But we was comparing Dwight to the other centers. That's why I was saying
what I was saying. Exactly.
So I stopped at Robert Parrish. All them champions you named.
I got the Robert Parrish. He ain't got as many rings as Robert either.
Robert Parrish was averaging between 17 and 19 points for like 17 and 10, bro. 18 and 10, 20 and 10. Two blocks a game.
Dwight Howard's number.
Two blocks a game.
Now use that same phone to pull up Dwight Howard's number.
But I'm saying that.
No.
That doesn't sound like that much better than, like Dwight Howard that much better than him to
but
me.
Please pull up the stats.
In the era of centers.
Please.
Don't tell me about the era of centers.
I don't give a
all
damn.
All the rest of the 80s centers was taking those awards. You still had Kareem. You had Hakeem. You had a hell of a center.
Okay, hold on. We want to talk some real shit. Hold on, man.
From Carmelo Anthony to Zion Williams.
Yeah.
These boys train with Robert Parrish now to get their footwork together. So I'm talking.
No, they're going to Hakeem Olajuwon. No, ain't nobody going no goddamn Robert Parrish.
How much you want to bet?
Ain't nobody going Robert Parrish.
How much you want to bet?
Pull it up.
How much you want to bet?
I got you. I got your next drink. Pull it. You show me somebody.
Hey,
I buy a drink. But you show me.
He working with players.
Robert Parrish was a force, but only two centers can win that All-NBA award.
Show me.
Only two centers in the league can win that All-NBA award.
At a time. Yeah.
Each year.
He didn't do it.
Kareem.
He didn't do it.
That was your two centers in the 80s.
I mean,
That's your two centers in the 80s.
So that's the same stat that y'all told me to throw out.
What?
That he telling you can't but two win it. And I'm telling you, damn, Dwight Howard was one of the two.
It was only Dwight.
You getting lost in the sauce
who,
of
the other
winning.
That
I think that's
Dwight
where you losing it
game.
At. Like, what I keep trying to stress
Robert
is.
Robert Parrish was a good player. Okay. He was not better than Dwight Howard.
He was better in his role than Dwight Howard was in here. That's why he a champion.
Hey,
his role
that's
was
how you
to
got
lead.
To compare.
Hey, his Dwight, role wasn't to follow.
When Dwight was winning his All-NBAs, it was him and Joakim Noah-ass motherfuckers winning the second team All-NBA. It wasn't another Hall of Fame type center winning the
in competition.
In the 80s, we
that's who I was trying to think of earlier.
We just talked about Amari Stoudemire. You going to pull Joakim
Noah
out your
is who these niggas talking about Dwight Howard was playing.
That's who
Dwight no, Howard that's real. Playing. That's real.
That was his competition.
So Amari Stoudemire wasn't no competition?
That he was going up for awards with? How many first teams does Amari have? Two, probably. Not more.
We talking about probably. You pulled out your phone for everybody else.
Not more.
You pulled out your phone for everybody else. Now you want to guess on some other shit.
Who?
Hold on. What was the question I missed?
He probably got less. Amari Stoudemire.
Now he discrediting Amari Stoudemire to make his point about Dwight Howard. You can't play
both sides. What's the discredit? What he saying? That DeMar Stoudemire sucked or something?
Basically, he was
all NBA first team. Amari Stoudemire won.
Man, Amari Stoudemire is, you know, elegant trash. Don't get that shit fucked up.
Second team twice.
Elegant trash. He like
pull up
though. Exquisite.
Second team.
You gotta hold your pinky up. That's the type of trash. Yeah.
So
if you look at who was winning all NBAs with Dwight Howard.
Look it up. Who was winning all NBAs? You said if. Look it up.
The other center. That's who he's talking about. Man, that's just crazy, man. Nah, he finna prove my original point. No competition for Dwight Howard. They got to give him everything. What the? Who the hell
they
else
have
is playing?
To give him nothing.
Who else playing? Who else gonna get it?
Oh, NBA teams.
He finna pull it up.
2000s.
I remember though. I was watching. It wasn't no goddamn dominant center. It wasn't even no. It was
the all decade.
Dwight Howard is the last traditionally trained.
DeMarcus Cousins. DeMarcus Cousins. Joel Embiid, kind of.
LaMarcus Aldridge.
No, DeMarcus Cousins.
Or some shit. Oh, DeMarcus Cousins.
Y'all ain't finna sit here and tell me, goddamn.
And we all know that Boogie way better than Dwight Howard. And if we gonna argue that. Now, if y'all say Dwight Howard better than DeMarcus Cousins, I don't want to talk to you Negroes no more this evening.
DeMarcus Cousins ain't won shit.
Facts. But neither
talent.
Has Dwight, so
he
can be compared
talent.
To another loser.
He got more talent.
So who is better? I want to hear out the mouth of y'all.
So Yao Ming won shit?
Dwight
y'all
Howard
y'all
or
mean
DeMarcus Cousins?
Yao Ming wasn't nobody?
We ain't get there yet.
What do you mean we ain't get there yet? No, I'm talking about you said
y'all was at the end, man. Come on.
No, come on.
Y'all was at the end. Y'all battles was with Shaq. Y'all battles
in
was
2002,
with,
he wasn't at no damn end.
We talking about
Andrew
Oh,
Bogut.
No, what are we talking about now? Andrew, y'all did y'all switch Bogut, the
all,
did y'all move the goalpost? Y'all move the goalpost.
So yeah. Mars started my
Okay, own. Oh, he said yeah. Cause keep it real.
Really, y'all doing?
Nah, cause keep it real. How long did it take Yao Ming to get decent in the league? Y'all remember them first couple years? Exactly. When Yao Ming came to the league, it was when nobody never seen an Asian that big. That was the first thing. The language barrier. That man wasn't hooping.
That man was still hooping.
That
man
was not hooping. He had to learn to get that turn. Learn that turnaround
so
jumper.
So Hakeem
Olajuwon
was trash to you.
Put that work in with that boy. The same
Yao
one
Ming
you were talking
a third.
About. Olajuwon was brought back into it with Yao Ming, and that's when he started hooping and being competitive to Shaq. Before that, Shaq was sitting in that man's chest on the drop still like everybody else. He was ragdolling.
After Dwight Howard got his first team, his only competition was Amari Stoudemire.
Yao Ming. Yao Ming was the second team.
He was nothing then, though.
He was second team all NBA.
Oh,
who else? The point is, he's nothing. Nobody else to give it to. Gordon. You can yell. That's the point. There's no one else to give it to. I gotta get into your ass if don't nobody else come to work.
I'm not gonna go through every fucking roster in 2008 to tell you.
Well,
that's
the only way you gonna know I ain't lying.
Hell,
it's Yao Ming and Amari Stoudemire for 2 years, and then
right.
All right, but he a champion and Dwight ain't, so
Al
I don't know.
Horford, that's who we really counting.
I take Luke Longley over Dwight Howard.
Okay.
If you go back to the 80s, though, I'm going to go back to the 80s. So, showed up. I'm
gonna
go back.
I know that was going to piss y'all. You heard me.
Yeah.
I take Luke Longley.
Yeah, and that's why.
You know why?
Because you just own it right now.
You know why? Because he contributed to winning.
In the 80s.
That's all I care about. I don't care. You don't got to be the most scorer. You don't got to be the biggest nothing. Contribute to my championships more than once.
Hakeem.
And watch how I look.
And Moses.
Y'all remember Otis Thorpe?
Man, gone.
Patrick Ewing and Robert Parrish.
Was Otis Thorpe trash? Or did he compliment? Or did he compliment Elijah Warren?
Robert Parrish got 13 in 1988. That's all I'm saying. Like,
you said,
competition above Robert Parrish was that great for centers. It was not that great for Dwight Howard.
That's why I'm saying what I'm saying, because he killed my point for me.
He ain't saying shit to me.
That's, hey, bro, I don't know.
He said he wasn't better than Patrick Ewing, and he wasn't better than Akeem Olajuwon. That's all I heard.
As far as centers. As far as centers.
That's what his point was. So if you move the goalpost, then say that.
Oh, okay.
No,
because
that's what we're doing. Because I'm asking you, was the 80s better than the
90s? No.
Than the 90s?
I don't think so.
I think the 90s was like the last greatest.
No. The answer. So era. Now what?
So now.
What about it? So 2000s, that
we saying? The late 2000s?
The late
2000s. What's the point of this?
That's when it started getting weak.
Hey, get him a mic. Where his mic at?
Ooh, good hands.
Yeah, man, y'all take it easy on these motherfuckers got a couple dollars, man. This shit, this shit ain't got that Fisher Price. Come on.
No, I just want to see if there was some favoritism to certain eras, because it sounds like we're just favoring the 80s, like the 90s and
census 2000s. Was the
I get that. I get that. But when we get in these debates, we always kind of switch the narrative to kind of what kind of benefits, because at the end of the day, like we were talking about a couple weeks back, we were talking about different eras. We were comparing KD and MJ, and nobody cared about the different eras. But when we talking about now, when we want to boast one era,
I never said I didn't care about it. The era always matter, because that's the rules that's the rules of the ball. But when I compare different era players, I just put it as 90s rules. Because it's more free to play, like to compete on both sides of the ball. That's what I do in my mind. If you put the 90s guys, Charles Barkley runs through this era.
AB.
If you put averaged 30 fucking points.
I don't give a damn about none of that. I'm telling you.
What?
I'm taking Dwight Howard over Robert Parrish.
Man, you still on that point?
Yes.
All right. You got it.
Yes.
All right. Dwight Howard over Robert Parrish, even though Robert Parrish got the rings. Cool. Hell yeah. So, donuts in the milk. Hold on. Pass in the mic. Yeah.
This is the only thing I'm saying. I didn't say that. We're talking about a different kind of athleticism. But what I'm saying is, if you're talking about putting them head up, Dwight Howard, what puts, I'm a Dwight Howard fan. Dwight Howard's ethic is what calls him into question. You didn't have that with Robert Parrish. Hold on 1 second. When you're talking about going up to centers, now let's say.
He don't understand what you're saying.
Listen, bro. You're not going to put a Dwight Howard.
I understand totally.
Take
Dwight Howard and drop him in the era where Robert Parrish played in. I know where you're going. And I know you're saying that you can take Robert Parrish and drop him in this era. What Dwight played in, it'll be different.
Go ahead.
I get that.
I'm with you. Let's
but
go.
This is all I'm saying. If you take Dwight Howard and put him up against Robert Parrish in that era, in the center from that, Dwight Howard fouls out immediately. He will have to. I'm not saying that he couldn't develop. He don't have the footwork. He don't have the technique. He don't. Man, you talking about inside out? He don't have none of that. Dwight Howard had
nothing.
He had a sweeping short hook to complement his game. That was it. He had nothing else. If he didn't catch it by the rim for a tip or a dunk, it's nothing. But no, we're talking about the white.
Shaq got excellent footwork.
So, hold on,
Shaq got excellent footwork.
So this is so now let me ask my question. Go ahead. If you put Dwight Howard on that same team with Kevin McHale and Larry Bird, what are we talking about? They don't win no rings?
No, but right, but this is what I'm saying.
They don't win no rings?
But this is what I'm saying. Dude, listen. Do Dwight Howard bully into the centers back in the day?
Yes.
Who?
No.
Who?
He don't do that to Elijah Warren. He damn sure don't do that to Kareem. He don't do that to
who
Will.
Who did Robert Parrish bully?
He didn't even do that in his
that
era.
That ain't his game.
Dwight Howard didn't even do
Dwight
that in his era.
The white game is bully game.
Were you watching?
Robert Parrish
was dunking on everybody.
Dunking. Who? He didn't bully. Who? He wasn't getting the
Dwight
ball
Howard.
Like Shaq.
Yeah.
He wasn't getting the ball like Shaq and just comparing people to Shaq.
No, we're just talking about Shaq, it's all the way out there, it's outliers. It's game styles. Dwight played bully ball. That's his game. Robert Parrish is finesse. So what I'm saying
so
to
when you,
you
ask me
when
he bully somebody, he's not gonna bully who we just named out them 80s.
He's not gonna bully two people.
No,
I named three. He not finna bully Kareem, Hakeem, and Will.
No, that's what the 80s is. He wasn't playing in the 80s. He's not bullying Moses Malone.
He's not bullying none of the big guys. He's not bullying.
Dwight Howard can't bully Duckworth.
But not back then, because he was a tank.
He can't bully Duckworth.
Duckworth was bigger than this man in right here, but 12 feet tall.
Dwight is better than Duckworth, but he don't bully
Duckworth. That is a fact. He better than Duckworth by far. But he can't bully him.
Y'all got it, man. Dwight Howard trash. Y'all got it.
I don't want to know shit, man.
No, I don't want to know nothing.
He couldn't even bully Andrew Bynum.
Y'all, man, stop. All right. This has been the Commissioner's Conversation. DJ Reese Boogie, let's go.
Andrew fucking Bynum.